turn around and punted shortly after that. The punt only went maybe a net of 20, 25 yards.
13.
Net 13, even worse than I had thought.
They went from a 60-yard punt from Beale City followed by a 13-yard punt from Lakers.
Boom, and there's your 47-yard field position battle lost, and that's basically where Lakers has struggled right now. And, again, that punt really had set the tone, and who would have thought a punter would set the tone for this first half? But in the second quarter, he did, and they got the Aggies an extra score.
The Lakers is leading the time of possession 14-47 to 9-13. So the Lakers has had the ball for 5 minutes and roughly 34 seconds more than Beale City in this first half. But really, Beale City scoring, striking on short fields doesn't really take much time.
Defensive special teams has set up this Aggies offense, which they have done all year. You always talk about the team that scores 40-some points a game, yada, yada. But the team that only gives up 9 points a game is setting up that offense a good field position. That's what the Aggies did in the second quarter.
Let's take a listen in here to, actually, the Laker marching band is on the field. We'll take a quick listen in here to their Pirates of the Caribbean halftime show. Laker marching band on the field here at Saginaw Valley State University. Beale City 13, Lakers 8. Let's now take a look at the offensive and defensive stats for both teams. The Beale City Aggies on offense, 16 plays rushing the ball for 67 yards and 3 plays passing ball for 34 yards. For a total, 19 plays of offense for 101 yards, 2 plays of special teams for 16 yards, and 21 plays all-purpose for 117 all-purpose yardage. 1 penalty on offense for Beale City for 5 yards. Luke Farrell leads the charge of rushing the ball for 46 yards, and both scores off of 9 carries. Chase Rowland, 5 carries, 31 yards, and Tucker Gross, 1 fumble, 2 carries, negative 10 yards. Tucker Gross passing the ball is 3 for 3 for 34 yards, as long as 21. Chase Rowland brought in an 8-yard reception, Brad Moore with 21, and Austin Cook, number 44, 5 yards there. Chase Rowan, of course, bringing back both for the special teams. Punting the ball, Tucker Gross with a 60-yard boot. And then the only penalty is a false start, 5 yards. Lakers offense, on the other hand, 20 plays rushing the ball for 92 yards. 4 plays passing the ball for 28 yards. So 24 plays for 120 yards. Both teams, you look, Dave, only 19-yard difference here between both teams. And 5 plays more for Lakers thus far. Two plays special teams for both. Lakers with 13, Beale City with 16. So Lakers with 26 plays for 133 all-purpose yards versus Beale City 21 and 117.
You have one number there that stands out, and it's in bright red, Clark. And if you look at...
Oh, let's talk about that.
Yeah, we typically tend to talk about this with the Laker team, and we're going to bring it up again. 1 penalty for 5 yards for Beale City, a little mistake on offense and a false start. Lakers, on the other hand, have 4 penalties for 35 yards already, and one of those was a block or a holding call that only went for half the distance in their own end zone. So, again, that penalty yardage could be a lot more, and that's making that field even longer for Lakers' offense and making the field shorter for the Aggies' offense.
Lakers has 2 holds, 1 false start, and block in the back end offense. As far as the defensive goes for both teams, Lakers only has 1 penalty for 5 yards, and Beale City has 2 penalties for 15 yards. So really both dead even almost across the entire board. Tucker Gross leads Beale City with 4 tackles on the night. Jacob Matthews and Jacob Flogger with 3 each. Jacob Robinson and Austin Cook with 2. And then Alex Matthews, Thomas Fussman, and Brett Upton with 1 each. Tackles for loss, 2 for Beale City. Kendall Flogger brought in 1, and Austin Cook with the other. And recovered forced fumbles, Nash Reeves with 1, and the Flogger with the other. And Nash Reeves brought in the 1 recovered fumble. Penalties, of course, 1 was his pass interference was the big one. And then to start the kickoff with the second kickoff, I should say, kicked out of bounds. For Lakers defense, 11 tackles on the night, no tackles for a loss, 1 sack, no tip passes, no interceptions, 1 forced fumble, and one recovered fumble, one penalty for 5 yards. Terrence Dukes leads the tackling efforts with 4, Brandon Wichlager with 2, and then James Stork, Taylor Fall, Quentin Smith, Brandon Wisner, and Dustin Cady each have 1 to tackle. And the 1 sack goes to number 55, Smith, for 10 yards. 4th fumble was James Stork. And we did not.
Ian Snyder
with the recovered fumble. And the only penalty on defense was offsides right away for 5 yards.
Yeah, that was the first one where you got to get used to Beale City's offense as they come up to the line of scrimmage.
Oh, that'll throw you off.
Oh, absolutely. I remember specifically it threw off Harbor Beach a couple of years ago when they played them. So we were ready for it. But, again, they come up to the line of scrimmage as one unit. And then on a count, they all settle down and put their hands down on the line of scrimmage together. And a lot of defensive linemen tend to jump at first movement, and especially when the whole line moves at the same time. So, again, it threw them off, but Lakers only fooled once so far in that.
All right, Dave, question for you here. What does Lakers need to do to regain the lead and win this game?
It sounds simple. They just need to get some first downs. Their defense has played very well. A team that scores 42 points on average, they have it 13 right now. And a team that only gives up 9 a game, they scored 8 on them already. So, again, this game is a 1-touchdown game, but the Lakers, I think, has played better outside of shooting themselves in the foot with penalties and turnovers. But again, Aggies take over with the little things on special teams, good punting, and not making penalties to make the field longer. But to answer your question, if Lakers can just find a way to make some first downs and twist this field position battle, they can win this game still. But it's going to be a tall task because, as you noted off the air, Clark, the Aggies not only took the lead before the half was over, but now get the ball to start the second half. So the Lakers defense is going to have to come out of the locker room, make a big stop, set the tone for the second half.
Of course, that was set up by Lakers winning the toss and electing to receive to start the game. And that first try resulted in a fumble, which then set up the Beale City's first score of the night. We still have 8.5 minutes left here in the halftime show as the marching Lakers are still on the field. When we return, we will have second half action right now on WLEW Sports, your home for high school football.
Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? It's never too early or too late to start thinking about it. Ask me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Bill Lukowski, about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. You and I can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who have had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Get started today. Call me at 810-376-4710. Our office is located at 3473 Main Street in downtown Deckerville.
Percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram! Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50.